Welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're looking at yet another cattle mutilation, this time in Idaho, and the owners say unspeakable things were done to their cow. And that's a quote, unspeakable things. Now, this article comes to us from Idaho State Journal. You can find that on idahostatejournal.com. The title says, Authorities Investigating Disturbing Cow Mutilation Near Small Idaho Town. Goes on and says, an investigation into an apparent cow mutilation north of Richfield is underway, according to the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. According to a post on the sheriff's Facebook page, a property owner reported that one of their cows had been killed and had unmentionable things done to it. Quote, we recently received a disturbing report of animal mutilation occurring in the area north of Richfield, the post said. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Department is asking anyone with information to contact their office. Then it says they also urge anyone in the area to take extra precautions and strongly recommend investing in remote cameras and other security measures. Richfield is a small town of about 480 people located in Lincoln County, which is north of Twin Falls. Now, this is in south central Idaho. It's unfortunate that the reporter found it impossible to pick up the phone and call the sheriff's department and ask them about this. If you go to their facebook.com page, they do have a post. It says, Lincoln County Sheriff's Office, Sheriff R. King, is dated October 7th, 1107 p.m. Strange that he put this in the evening. I wonder if he didn't get this report late at night and put it in before he left work, or maybe he just came into work. It says, we recently received a disturbing report of animal mutilation occurring in the area north of Richfield. Property owner states one of their cows has been killed and had unmentionable things done to it. An investigation is underway. We are asking anyone with information to contact our office. We would also like to notify those in the area to take extra precautions. If you have not invested in remote cameras and other security measures, it is highly recommended you do so. Wow. You know, there's a lot to be said about that paragraph right there. So many times, law enforcement just kind of dismisses these reports. And I have to hand it to this sheriff. It seems like he's taking this seriously. He's investigating it. And he's trying to get to the bottom of it. And I commend him for that, because so many times these things are just put on the back shelf. They're dismissed as conspiracy theorists. They just simply say, well, it was a predator that did this, on and on. But this guy seems like he's really taking the time. It looks like they're out there looking at the crime scene, because that's what this is. This is a crime scene. These people have had a valuable piece of livestock that has been destroyed, and not just destroyed, but mutilated. You know, these farmers, they really do have an emotional connection with the livestock, even if they're raised for consumption. They still are trying to raise these animals in the most humane way possible. And it's certainly upsetting to think that there's someone or something out there that could be doing these sorts of terrible things to any living creature, you know, even if it's just a cow. It says, again, we recently received a disturbing report. I like the fact that he put the word disturbing in there. And, you know, it's one thing to receive the report. That really, I'm inclined to believe that somebody has been out there and seen this thing and recognized that something really terrible has happened. It says a property owner states one of their cows has been killed and had unmentionable things done to it. You know, usually they'll tell you that, you know, it's had the udders cut off or the tongue cut out. It really makes you wonder how badly this animal was tortured before it was killed. And it's, you know, I think we have to understand that if it's a person doing this, if they are willing to torture a helpless animal in this way, they are a danger to the rest of the community. And I would say that whether it's a person doing this or something else. He says, we are asking anyone with information to contact our office. Well, they're trying to find out what's going on. I looked this up on the satellite map. This looks like just kind of open range farm country. Hard to believe that your satanic cow tippers could be driving out there in the middle of nowhere doing this. We would also like to notify and those in the area to take precautions. So whatever happened, it's upset this guy enough and it's alerted him enough to warn the community. And that's his job as law enforcement. You know, if they knew there was a serial killer out there, they would warn the community and say, look, don't let your kids walk by themselves to school. You know, keep an eye on your stuff. If you have not invested in remote cameras and other security measures, it is highly recommended you do so. You know, I'm really pleased to see somebody finally take this thing seriously and say, invest in security measures. At least if we had enough cameras, it might prevent it from happening because these things probably don't want to be filmed. But if the cameras quit working or if we got a picture of one, at least we could open up the conversation about what it could be that's causing these terrible, you know, crimes to happen. Now, I want to go ahead and look at a couple other articles here. You know, this isn't the first time that something like this has happened. Idaho has a long history of cattle mutilation. If you remember back March 14th, 2022 of this year, the article came out on the Le Grand Observer. And, you know, we've mentioned this on the podcast before, but I think it bears repeating. It says, no logical explanation in cattle mutilation. And then it goes on, it says, John Day, apparently it's the guy that wrote this, a mutilated bull mysteriously turned up dead at a ranch in Bear Valley last month with surgically removed body parts. I appreciate the fact that they're approaching this thing honestly. Surgically removed body parts. According to a February 28th entry of the Oregon State Police log, a rancher called a John Day wildlife trooper to report a bull had been killed and mutilated on his ranch with his testicles, scrotum, tongue, and lips precisely removed. And these are ranchers. You can bet they've seen animals that have been predated on by a coyote or wolf or whatever. So he knows the difference between precisely removed and torn out. Matt Carter, a rancher from the Crown Cattle Company, said he reported the mutilation to the state's wildlife trooper after discovering the dead bull roughly a quarter to a half a mile from his house. The cause of death is unknown. I don't know, maybe massive bleeding. Think about this, a quarter to a half a mile. You know, that's not that far. You could look out your window, especially out here in these rural areas, and easily see a half a mile to a quarter mile away. Whoever or whatever did this, they weren't really too concerned about that rancher. Now think about that. You're out here in the middle of the West, in the countryside, pretty sure that rancher has a rifle. Okay, pretty sure that rancher, someone on that ranch is armed. But yet somebody has enough kahunas to come out there and torture and kill one of his cows. How would they have got out there? Would they have just walked up to that bull? If they were riding on all-terrain vehicles, wouldn't somebody have heard them? See, this is just too strange. When Carter found the bull, it had likely been dead a few days and was already decomposing. The 24-hour window during which an autopsy could have been performed on the body had passed. According to Carter, there were no signs of vultures, coyotes, or other scavengers around the bull. There's no tracks. There's no signs. There's nothing, Carter said. He said it's hard to imagine anyone would have come onto his property, killed a bull, drained its blood, and then cleanly cut out specific body parts. Now remember, these things, the blood's drained out of them. The bull's laying on the ground. How do you pump out 10 gallons of blood and not leave a drop laying out? This thing has clearly been moved somewhere. It's been tortured, whatever they do to it, and then it's been put back there as if it was just lured from the sky. According to Carter, with no evidence or leads to follow up on for law enforcement, the incident remains a mystery, and this was not the first cow mutilation on his ranch, Carter said. Several years ago, Carter said he was almost sure one of his cows had been mutilated. However, he said there was no way to say with certainty because he did not get to it quickly enough before flies and other scavengers made it impossible to determine what happened. He said a similar situation occurred in August, which is why he tries to inspect cattle deaths a little more closely when they occur. Indeed, Carter's situation is not unique. According to FBI records, since the 1970s, thousands of killings and mutilations of cattle have happened across the U.S. Last year, Wheeler County had 5 cases, while Harney County had 4 in 4 years, with the previous 2 occurring in May and June. The cases, the data reports, are similar to Carter's case. A cow or bull is found dead in a remote area with no signs of how someone might have made it onto a property undetected. Remember, these places, a lot of these places have fences around them. They would have had to cut the fence or something to get an ATV through there or a vehicle. There are no footprints, tire tracks, or fingerprints. There is very little, if any, spilled blood and no visible puncture wounds, bullets, or strangulation marks. Now that's bizarre. Just think about that. No footprints, no tracks, no fingerprints, and generally no blood. It says if there is any, it's very little. The bizarre nature of the mutilation and lack of evidence makes it all the more baffling and frustrating to Carter. Meanwhile, theories abound about who is behind the cattle mutilation, be it aliens, demons, or cults. However, in the thousands of cases since the 1970s, no one has ever been caught. Think about that. Over 50 years, nobody has ever been caught. For his part, Carter said he does not try to speculate on it, nor does he believe in the UFOs or any kind of strange phenomena. It's really odd, Carter said. There's no logical explanation. Well, I feel for this guy that his cattle are being mutilated, but he says he doesn't believe in UFOs or any other kind of strange phenomenon. I hate to tell him, but the strange phenomenon is right in front of him. It's a dead bull with its blood drained, no blood on the ground, no tracks, no logical explanation, as he says. That in itself is a kind of strange phenomenon. Now, this just goes to show these cases have been going on. This most recent one is just a continuation of what's been happening, unfortunately. We can take a look at another one here. This is in Oregon. This goes back to October 8th, 2019. We've talked about this one before, too, but I think it bears repeating. Just to see this pattern that's happening with these cattle mutilations. You know, it's kind of a warning to us. If it's cattle now, why not humans tomorrow? And it says, in the early morning light, dust from hooves creates a fog at Chilvis Valley Ranch in remote eastern Oregon. Now, you can look this on the map, and this is a lot of this kind of a pine tree type timber range area, in a remote area, by the way. The cowboys whistle, talk low to their eager herding dogs. They're moving the cattle from one vast sage-studded range to another. 5 young purebred bulls mysteriously showed up dead on the ranch this past summer, drained of blood and with body parts precisely removed. Now, I don't know, you know, if you're listening to this program, if you've ever been around cattle or around bulls. Some bulls are tamer than others, but, you know, a lot of times bulls can be a little bit rammy. They're big, healthy animals that weigh, you know, 1,000 to 2,000 pounds. They're frequently really big, muscular creatures. To think that somebody could just walk up to one of these things and kill it without leaving a mark and then mutilate its body doesn't make any sense. These are big, strong animals. I mean, they're not just going to sit there and let you cut body parts off of them. It says the ranch's Vice President Kobe Marshall drives his truck down U.S. Forest Road, Forest Service Road. Quote, then we'll get out and take a little walk where one of the bulls was found, and the carcass is still there, Marshall said. Coming up on one of the dead bulls is an eerie scene. The forest is hot and still, apart from a raven's repeating crow. The bull looks like a giant, deflated plush toy. It smells. Weirdly, there are no signs of buzzards, coyotes, or other scavengers. His red coat is as shiny as if we're going to the fair, but he's bloodless, and his tongue and genitals have been surgically cut out. Marshall says these young livestock were just reaching their top values breeding bulls. The animals are worth around $6,000 each. Now, this is a couple years ago, and since these were breeding bulls, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of future calves were lost, too. Finding these young Herefords in this remote country can sometimes take the ranch's experienced cowboys' days. Ranch staff members are now required to ride in pairs and are encouraged to carry arms. Now think about that. It takes a cowboy who works in that ranch a few days to find the cattle. So So are you going to tell me that a group of cultists just pull up in their pickup truck or their Toyota Prius and meander off into the timber and use their magic blow dart to take one of these bulls down and then have at it, mutilating it? That's crazy. That's a conspiracy theory right there. Goes on and says, it's rugged, Marshall says. I mean, this is the frontier. If some person or persons has the ability to take down a 2,000-pound range bull, 2,000 pounds, that's a big animal. You know it's not inconceivable that they wouldn't have a lot of problems dealing with a 180-pound cowboy. 2,000-pound range bull. Okay, this isn't a house dog. This isn't a house cat. It's a 2,000-pound animal that survives outdoors on its own. It ain't worried about coyotes. It's not worried about predators. The big 2,000-pound bull, okay? You take a pack of wolves to take this thing down. And apparently there aren't any wolves in this area. Harney County Sheriff's Deputy Dan Jenkins has been working the cattle cases and has gotten dozens of calls from all over offering tips and suggestions. A lot of people lean toward aliens, Jenkins said. One caller had told us to look for basically a depression under the carcass because he said the alien ships will kind of beam the cow up and do whatever they're going to do with it. Then they just drop them from a great height. Well, they've got a point. Now, I don't know about dropping them or lowering them. I have heard some of these animals have been found with fractures and broken bones. But it makes the most sense if you think about the fact that there's no blood around, no tracks around. But something came along, lifted these things up, and they did it instantly because the animal didn't make a big mess when they did it. And then when they replaced them, they lowered them back down. Now, I don't think they just dropped them from a great height because there would have been a lot more disturbance on the ground, and you would have seen a lot more broken bones in the carcass. Jenkins says the cases have been tough, though, with little evidence and no credible leads. On his whiteboard, he has a running list scrawled in green marker with the top theories. What's clear, it isn't bears, wolves, cougars, or poisonous plants, nor were the animals shot. The FBI won't confirm or deny that it's looking into the multiple slaughters. Well, that would be a great surprise to me if our government did anything to solve these. 2 years ago, in 200 miles south near New Princeton, Oregon, one of Annie Davis's cows was also found cut up and bloodless. She and her husband drove concentric circles around the corpse, but they never found any tracks. And in this dusty country, everything you do leaves tracks, Davy says. Back in the 1980s, one of Terry Anderson's mother cows was mysteriously killed overnight. Standing at his ranch near Pendleton, Oregon, Anderson points to the exact spot where he found her on top of a mountain. He remembers his cow lying dead, her udder removed with something razor sharp, and not one drop of blood anywhere, Anderson says. He has never gotten over it. It just left a really strange feeling with me since that day. You can't explain it, Anderson says, and you know no one else has been able to explain it. The Harney County Sheriff's Office continues to field calls on the killings at Silver Valley Ranch. Has put up a $25,000 reward for information that could solve the case. You know, as far as I know, nobody has ever solved that case. And these cases go clear back into the 80s and 90s and 70s, like they said. 50 years, not a single one has been solved. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.